Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Cynthia Steen, and I'm actually calling from South State Bank. I'm trying to help a customer. She ordered something and was charged the initial order for the trial subscription, and that day she told them that that was all she wanted to try, and now she is being debited from her account for $92.90. And so how does she go about getting this stopped and getting it refunded to her account? Because she told them when she ordered it, she did not want them to send her any more.
Okay, so while I can take a look at that customer's charges and account by using the customer zip code.
Okay, the zip code is 29550.
Thank you, and the customer's first and last name.
Okay, the name is Shirlene. It's S-H-I-R-L-E-N-E, K, Dixon.
Thank you. And lastly, just verify that address for me.
Okay, let me get that for you. It is 22 Bucks Lane, Hartsville, South Carolina. Wait 1 second. She's
2308 Kirby Drive.
Here, I'm going to let her tell you.
Okay.
It's 2308 Curvin Drive, Hartsville, South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay, so I see that the purchase was for one of our subscriptions. How that works is once you pay the shipping and handling, you let us know whether you want to continue or discontinue. In the 14-day period. If you don't let us know, then we assume you would like to continue with the subscription and you continue to receive them monthly.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's already handed the phone back to me. So when she got it, she said that when she talked with the lady, when she was ordering it, said that she told them that all she wanted to try was the trial version, that she did not want anything else mailed out. She said that she told them immediately, right then, I do not want anything else. And she said, so you can cancel it. And she said that they did not cancel it.
Okay, I actually have a note on April 5th where she agreed to an extension on the trial in order to try out the product further. I have that extension was supposed to go until actually May 4th.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let me let you talk with her so you can tell her what your when you talk. And so
she's saying that she has it on there that it's going to be. Oh no. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't want no extension. I asked at the time, would there be any more money taken out of my account? And she said, yes. I said, no, I don't want any more taken out of my account. This is all I want. So please cancel it.
Okay, I can go ahead and cancel the account for you right now, and I'll come right back with your cancellation number.
And you'll refund my money?
No, ma'am, we can't tamper with the charges since you did receive our product, but I can assure.
No. I haven't received anything but the trial. I haven't received anything else.
Yes, ma'am, that's all you should have received. That's just the full retail price of the product that you received during the trial.
So I've got to pay $92.90 for the trial thing that you sent me?
Yes, ma'am, but I can try to see if I can get a discount on that price.
No. When I talked with the lady when I called, I told her all I wanted was a trial thing, and I didn't want any more money taken out of my account. She said, okay, there won't be. And
okay.
Now y'all have taken out $92.90 and going to charge me for that little, it was supposed to be free, but evidently it wasn't free because I had to pay $6 and something to y'all already, and now you took $92.90 out.
Okay, so if it was an error in cancellation, do you recall that date that you were told about the cancellation? If I can pull that up, we can get that refunded for you.
Around April the 3rd. It was between the 3rd and the 5th of April.
Thank you. Okay, just one moment. Let me pull up that call for you, and I'll be back in just one moment.
Can't tell me they're going to have a call on there from April 3rd or 5th, whenever it was. No, they want no extension. I guess I'm just out of this 90,000. No, I did not. I told him I wanted it canceled. I didn't want any more money taken out of my account for this. As far as I can't hardly understand.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I did review it again, and I do see that on the call you initially wanted to cancel, but then in the end agreed to call back by May 5th to cancel if you still didn't like the product.
No, I don't remember saying that. I just remember telling you I didn't want anything else taken out of my account. And after I got the trial, I wanted to cancel. I didn't want anything else. All I wanted was the trial. The supposedly free thing. But to me, there's nothing free when you got to pay money out of your pocket. So to me, that wasn't free.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do understand your frustration in the situation. And then I can speak with my supervisor about getting a 50% refund on both of those charges for you.
A 50% refund?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I want my whole $92.90 back because all I wanted was the free trial, and I paid the $6 and whatever, 70-something cent for the free trial, and that was all it was supposed to be taken out. Because
okay,
I said, I want to cancel it. I do not want any more money taken out of my account.
Okay, let me see if I can get approved for a full refund, and I'll be back in just one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I did get approved to go ahead and give that full refund on both charges. Just one moment, you should receive those emails in a couple of minutes.
An email in my...
Yes, ma'am, I have Sherlene Dixon, 899@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your name?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine. Okay, appreciate it, Jasmine.
You're welcome, and you're all set. And I do want to thank you for calling, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Great. You got approved.